And now this is a dictation for Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T, June 4, 48, address a letter to Saginaw, VA, 321-4085. Dear sirs at Saginaw, VA, a follow-up for Mr. Barnett. He goes by Ken, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in August. Evaluated emergency room Claire, C-L-A-R-E, for COPD exacerbation. Did not require hospital admission, no pneumonia. He uses a walker, no falls, comes accompanied with wife, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no claudication ulcers, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, review system done, medication list review. I want to highlight beta blockers as the only blood pressure medications. Takes aspirin and Plavix, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, shaving he cuts on the level of the lip. It's already more than 2-3 hours and is still bleeding. Lancer COPD changes, distant clear. No pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen. Stable edema, no ulcers, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is in February, creatinine 1.8, which is baseline. Representing a GFR 38, stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. All chemistries associated to kidney disease are normal, no need for EPO treatment. He is advised to go to the emergency room to see if they can stop that lower lip bleeding, as he's taking right now many hours and is still actively going. They might be able to apply a special gauze that we use for bleeding around catheters. All issues discussed, end of dictation.